So what happened? Somebody make fun of you? Hurt you? Steal from you? Lie to you? Take advantage of you? I don't know, but whatever it is, if you clicked on a meditation tape titled, How to Send Love and Compassion to Someone Who Has Hurt You, Even If They Are Not Sorry and Probably Deserve Divine Punishment, I'm sure it was bad. So, before we begin this meditation tape, I just wanted to say I'm so, so sorry. Whatever it is, whatever it was, I'm sure it really hurt. And my darling, you did not deserve that. All right, here we go. I want you to close your eyes and imagine yourself in a blank, empty room. All of the walls are white. There's nothing in it but you. I want you to imagine a chest next to you, or a box. Could be your innate and beautiful, or it could be a cardboard, or it could be any kind of container. Once you've got it, imagine setting it in one corner of the room. Now I want you to imagine the person who hurt you, or the group, or the entity across from you. They're frozen still. They cannot move. They cannot hurt you in this guided meditation. Now I want you to think about what they did to you. Whatever you're so upset about, how are you feeling? Are you feeling disgust, anger, sadness, betrayal? Whatever it is, I want you to really take that emotion and squeeze it and hold it really tight. And once you have, take it out of you. Now give it a color. It could be blue, green, red, whatever you want. And now imagine pulling it straight from your heart and putting it in the box. Now look at the person across from you. How did they feel when they hurt you? Can you imagine that? Try to have a sense of empathy towards them, even if it's hard. Did they feel self-satisfied, vindicated, entitled, cheery? Look at them and really imagine them. Whatever they are feeling, however they are feeling it, and sit with it for a few minutes. Did they delight in your suffering? Did it make them feel good? I want you to assign it another color. Not the same color you gave yourself. A new one. And pull it out of them like a ribbon. And put it in the box next to you. Now let's do a reflection. Generally speaking, people are cruel and hurt others for one of two reasons. Because they're jealous. Or because they lack control. I'm sure there are other factors at play here, but just for the sake of simplicity, I feel like most things can be reduced to one or two. So which is it? You must decide. What caused them to hurt you? Did they spread rumors about you because you had something that they didn't have? Did they hurt your body because their own bodies are failing them? There are so many different things that could have happened here, and only you know which one is the most accurate. Now, do you know? Do you understand? Do you have a sense of what they were feeling when they hurt you? Try to get really into it. The sense of jealousy, anger, entitlement, smugness, some sort of self-serving emotion or experience. I want you to really feel what that feels like. Chances are, there's been a time in your life where you felt that way too. Try to match their experience. Even if it was only for a few minutes, like if you were stuck in a long commute, you might have felt angry and bothered. Or if someone got a promotion over you or something, you might have felt a little bit angry and entitled. It's okay. You are human. Those emotions are totally valid and everybody experiences them. Now really squeeze onto it tightly. Hold it in your body and count down for 30 seconds, totally feeling it. Okay, now imagine this emotion, experience, whatever it is. Give it another color. It should be different, of course, than the first two colors. Do you have it? Good. Now put it in the box next to you. Now I want you to imagine the person, group, or entity slowly fading away, fizzling out of the room. and it is just you and those three emotions. Now look at the box. Think of the three emotions or experiences you put in there. Take out the first one, of sadness, hurt, whatever it is they made you feel. Take it out. Now I want you to imagine stepping inside the box, just with the emotions and experiences of this other person, group, or entity. And I want you to imagine how this feels. It is so painful, right? Absolutely awful. Imagine if you were walking around all day, every single second of every day with those emotions. How awful would that feel for that to be your body? Aren't you so glad that you get to live in a body that's not like this? You should truly feel large amounts of sympathy and grace for those who hurt you. Because to live in a body like that, where making other people suffer helps relieve you of these negative emotions, that is hell on earth. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. Think about how lucky you are to get to live in your body. In your body, you get to be creative. You get to appreciate and love art. You get to be kind to other people. You get to do things for the enjoyment of doing them. You know that when people say they love you, they genuinely love you. It's not out of fear or duty. You know that when people spend time with you, it's because they genuinely want to spend time with you, not because they feel sorry for you or like they have to include you. It is a gift to be you. It is a curse to be this other person. So, whenever you feel angry at what they did to you, just remember, you do not have to be them. You don't need to feel any anger towards them. No hate, no spite, no revenge. Because they forever have to live in their hateful, entitled body. You are beautiful. You are considerate. And you love others and you give love freely. How difficult would it be to live in this body? A body that is so hateful and cold. That does not love anything but itself. That hates and hurts. And is only satisfied at the pain of others. How would you feel? Once you understand how other people suffer, you'll find that the desire to make others suffer in yourself dramatically dissipate. Once you understand that some people are in a prison cell of their own making, that some people have placed themselves in an emotional holding cell, it will be a lot easier to wish them the best, no matter what they've done to you or what you think they've done to you. Look, as I mentioned earlier, in my experience, people are only unkind when they are jealous or when they lack control. People who are beautiful and talented and kind and successful, well, they just don't have the time to waste hating and hurting others. Think about how lucky you are to be in a body that is beautiful and talented and capable of creating good work for yourself and for others. And how lucky, truly lucky you are to not be them. Once you have fully grasped this lesson, you will find it a lot easier to send whoever has hurt you true love and sympathy. And to forgive them. I hope this has been helpful. Thank you.